Hello everyone, award-winning Gutter coming back in your ears again for this week's edition. I am joined by Leanne Prescott, I'm joined by Mo Stewart and Neil Atkinson to discuss all things related to Liverpool and transfers. Talking about transfers for this January seems a naive folly, I think. So we're going to mainly focus on talking about transfers and transfer business that Liverpool should be thinking about doing in the summer. I want to start this week by talking about the clearing of the decks, because I think the clearing of the decks is inherently linked to the needs that we have on the incoming front in the transfers. Leanne, I mean, in my notes, I started thinking about midfielders who could be going this summer, and they're the same sort of conversation I feel we had last summer and possibly the summer before, but the names and the case of them leaving only gets that bit more compelling with each passing year, I would argue. We are, of course, talking about the likes of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, James Milner. Those sort of boys, their Liverpool careers, whilst there's been moments of rehabilitation this season, they aren't getting any younger. Their contracts are nearer to running down. Liverpool might be able to get some money for them this summer. Klopp and his people probably aren't thinking about them as the future of LFC. Do you see us moving towards clearing the decks radically this summer before bringing in midfielders?
Yeah, I think so. I think James Milner is one you're looking at, and he's sort of been there or thereabouts in terms of leaving for the last few years. I think he's openly spoken about wanting to end his career at Leeds as well. So I reckon that could happen this summer. Keita and Chamberlain for me are the interesting ones because I don't think Liverpool want to lose both of them. I don't think they can necessarily afford to lose both of them unless they have a very big summer, which I don't really expect them to have. I think this season we've seen Thiago is very injury prone. Henderson's picked up knocks, even Fabinho to an extent, that, okay, these players maybe aren't hitting their prime, doing as well as they could be. But I think Liverpool just need bodies in midfield at times as well. And I think it just becomes a toss-up between now and the end of the season, who between Keita and Chamberlain is able to find a little bit of rhythm. I know James Pearce was speaking about Chamberlain recently and said, you know, he's got one goal in his last 8 months or something, and it's not a good enough return. But I think he has started to slowly get his way back into Klopp's thinking. It's just whether he can keep it up. And Keita, you know, they're probably battling out between one place between the three of them. And it's just that little bit of experience to be able to help the likes of Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones coming through.